Welcome back to the Naked Podcast. I'm your host, Emma, and today I am diving into a deep topic, and I want to give a trigger warning before we get into it further. I will be talking about eating disorders and mental health. I wanted to let you know this before you start listening. If you feel that this is not the best episode for you, I highly suggest that you do click out of it. And I'm going to hop into this episode. I truly hope that maybe you get something from this, and let's get into it. So I wanted to do a solo episode on a topic that is really near and dear to my heart. I want to make a little disclaimer before we dive into the details, because I will be talking about some pretty heavy topics here. I am not a professional. I am not certified in anything. I can't give any advice when it comes to mental health or physical health. And if you know someone or you yourself are struggling with mental health issues, I highly suggest that you reach out to a professional that can help you get the nurturing and professional advice that you might need. But I've went back and forth on whether or not to share this topic. However, I feel that it might hopefully help some of you guys out there that have went through similar things that I have, or, you know, maybe you're going through them right now, and I'm sending you all my love if you are. But we're going to get into this episode. I'm going to be talking about my background with an eating disorder and what it's like living with an eating disorder today. So I want to bring you guys back to elementary school, Emma. I was a super active kid. My mom had me in professional gymnastics. I did horseback riding. We would go on weekend hikes. Like, I was barely active my entire life. So I never really struggled with staying active and staying healthy. And I think when you are growing up and you're really healthy and active and you're in elementary school, and I think just when you're in elementary school in general, you don't really think about body image as much, and you're kind of just living your best life, like going to school, coming home, doing your homework, watching TV, going outside and playing with your friends. So back then, I really never thought about my physical appearance and how I might have been perceived by others. However, when I went to junior high, and this is like a huge backstory that I have never really shared with anyone, which I'm like, wow, okay. And I think it kind of helped develop some more toxic thoughts in my brain. But when I was in the seventh grade, I was friends with this one girl who was a little bit different, and people really made fun of her all the time. Like, the things they would say, I look back and I'm think to myself, oh my gosh, what the heck were they saying? That is so brutally mean and just not good character at all. I remember them being so fixated on this girl's weight and her outwards appearance, and I have to say that I was one of her only friends, which was very challenging because I felt trapped, as if I said anything back to them, then they would come after me, and I saw how much they made my friend's life an absolute living hell every single day. And I remember them reiterating something like, you need to lose weight, so we're going to stuff Jenny Craig pamphlets in your locker, to my friend, who then started to restrict her eating, started to literally count out how many raspberries and cherry tomatoes she had at lunch, and she started doing workout videos like Jillian Michaels and all of these things. And when you're an impressionable young teen, that can really leave a mark on your brain and how you think about yourself. As I was really exposed to these negative thoughts and opinions based around body image, I think subconsciously I really started to look at myself and think, well, what's wrong with me? Like, I should probably lose weight. I'm not very pretty, no one will ever like me. And I think that is very, like, looking back, it's so sad. And I just remember being so conscious about it. And I was always fit, as I've said before. And I remember just looking in the mirror and being like, oh, I wish I could, cut this much weight off of my legs or my stomach or what have you not. And I have to admit, like, I am a flat-chested human, like, whatever. I don't care. I'm over it now. But I even remember boys making fun of me for it in junior high. So that doesn't really help a young girl's, confidence in life. And that also really, I think that really affected me. And I just remember being like, oh, like, no one will ever like me, as I said before. And all of these thoughts and opinions based around body image and what I should look like really started to play a toll on my mental health over time, if that makes any sense. It wasn't like one morning I woke up and I was just like, ooh, like, I don't like the way I look or something. It just really, I think, I want to say, added up over time. And I can't blame it on other people. There is diet culture literally everywhere in this world. And the sad part is that other companies and people profit off of our insecurities. And that's how the world can be driven sometimes. And I think that going through that in junior high, I just really started to look at myself more as an image rather than a human and what I had to offer to other people and to the world and hopefully make a difference in other people's lives. But I want to fast forward to high school, and that's when the, like, not necessarily like body image remarks were as harsh or as, demeaning, but I remember being in high school and there was a lot of diet culture, like, leading up to your graduation and all that stuff. So I remember sitting down with my friend for lunch one day, and, like, we're not really friends now, but anyways, one of my old friends from high school, and she looked at me and she's like, are you actually gonna eat all of that? And, like, I actually eat a lot of freaking food. So I just remember feeling so shitty about how much food I was eating and what was, like, in my lunch bag and what I actually ate in a day. So that is when I started watching what I eat in a day videos because I thought, wow, like, maybe I need some guidance on how much I should be eating because clearly I'm eating too freaking much for other people. So I started watching what I eat in a day videos, and that's why I will never do them, disclaimer, because I think they are just a source of negativity for people who struggle with eating issues. And it also just kind of fuels a fire to start comparing yourself to what other people are eating and the quantities they are eating. We all need different amounts of food and different types of food to operate at our best. But I remember looking at these What I Eat in a Day videos and seeing all these people eat, like, super clean food. None of it was processed. I was just like this very different way of living compared to, I mean, I didn't grow up eating junk food, but, like, it was more processed just because I was a child of the 90s, and that is a very trendy thing, I feel. Quick meals, microwave meals were a big thing in, like, elementary school and not really in junior high, but my mom tried to make us eat as healthy as, like, that definition was back then. But I want to say that just going through high school, I remember people always commenting on my food and what I was eating, and then it can't even, like, maybe be directed at you, and sometimes it's directed at someone else that someone makes a comment, but you can really internalize those comments and those remarks, and they just really stick in your brain. And I remember just sitting around, I used to hang out with this, like, lunch group, and everyone would just kind of compare their food and what ingredients were in it and all of this stuff, which I think has a very negative connotation and can really control someone in a not so positive light. And another thing I want to mention is that when I got in the 11th grade, or like the 11th or 12th grade, I started going to this professional trainer because I was like, ooh, this is bougie. I'm excited. Yes. And I remember him looking at me and being like, so do you want to lean down or like lean up? I don't really know the term. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I thought I was like pretty fit and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to lose weight. Like, I'm not good enough. I need to lose weight. I should lose weight for my graduation. I need to become thinner. And I thought thin was like the most beautiful way of being, which is really sad and not true. And I remember running on my treadmill 3 miles almost every single day, doing strength workouts, just going really hardcore. Not as hardcore as I got in university, but going pretty hardcore for someone that age, and really just pushing my limit to see where I could get my fitness and my body at, which I really do not work out for aesthetics anymore. But back then, I definitely did, and my eating was pretty good back then. I mean, not amazing, like not all food freedom and all of that fun stuff, but I remember in the 12th grade, I took this nutrition course, and at that time, we were looking at veganism and what that looked like, and I just decided to try it out because I thought it was such a fun way of trying out different dishes and cooking for myself and learning more about what foods actually fuel us. So I tried it out for a month, and within that month, I felt so good. I feel like I got faster with my running. I just felt incredible. So I decided, why the heck not try it out? And then I went for a month, and then my family low-key judged me for that month, I will admit. And they actually kept asking me, are you actually going to stick with this, or is this just a fad or anything like that? And I was really doing it for the animals as well, because I've always grown up riding horses, and there were cows at the farm that I used to keep my horses at. And then I really started to think about that whole side of things. So after a month, I've still been vegan for 4 years since then, which is actually quite literally insane that I kept it up that long. But I really started to look at food as a creative outlet and started cooking then. I wrote in my high school yearbook that I wanted to be on MasterChef. I mean, maybe that will happen someday. I don't know, but that's when I really got excited by food and started finding these food accounts, and I just decided, why the heck not? I can start one. I can just do that. Other people are doing it. I'm just gonna post my recipes on there casually. I did that for a year, maybe uploading once or twice a month. It was definitely not a very dedicated page or anything, and my pictures were like, ooh, they were bad. But everyone has to start somewhere, and I will tell that to anyone who wants to get in this space. Like, don't worry too much about your pictures right away. Eventually, you'll get better, and just keep pushing past any hard times that you are struggling with, you know, content creation, because it will come in time if you are consistent and you love what you do. So I had that page started in my last year of high school. So I started on Instagram back in 2016, and my page name was EH Food Page. And like I said, I just uploaded on that for like a year or so, just every month or two. It was definitely not like me trying to put out a million recipes a week or something. But fast forward to my last year of high school, and we got through the graduation and everything great like that. From the outside, I looked really healthy. I think that I was actually somewhat struggling though too with an exercise addiction, and that kind of manifested into something different. But I applied to business school in the fall of 2015, and I applied to do a bachelor in business commerce. I believe that's how you say it. I could be completely off right now, but I applied to do that. I got in, and during the summer between my first year of university and my last year of high school, I really started to struggle with the thought of going to business school, what that would look like. Was I actually interested in business school, or was I just doing it because other people told me to do it? And all of these thoughts of just doubt, and I was definitely not excited to go to university. I felt like going through high school and junior high, I was always really quiet. I don't even know if people actually knew who I was. Very much a wallflower and just like blended in, didn't try to stand out, really just quiet in general. And I just didn't want to go back to that kind of environment. And I like the university I went to is in the city that I live in, and I was just like felt very trapped by my past and who I was in that moment. And when I started my first university, it was a huge shock to the system. I'm not gonna lie, if you go to university or you're going to college for the first time, it is so you just don't realize the pressure and the stress until you get there. It can be really fun for some people. And it was a huge shock to the system. I felt like literally no one cared about me. I didn't really have that many friends. I would just go to school, come home and study and do the whole same thing every single day. And I was just like, what even is the point of this? And I couldn't find joy from any of the courses I was doing. Like economics is like not fun to me. So I just really, really struggled with all of that because I was like, what even is the purpose of life? Like I remember thinking that. And I think that really dug me into a depression and just being really down all the time and feeling like there was no sense of hope or excitement for anything in my life, which sounds really dark and just deep in general, but that's how I truly felt. I felt like no one would even bother to talk to me, so I just felt very lonely all the time. And I remember sitting in my English class in the first year, and my professor, who I actually really liked, she looked at me and she was just like, "Could you be any more sad?" And I was just so depressed then that that really hit me hard, like so freaking hard. I was just so sad, and then I just went home and cried because I just was like, "Well, my professor literally just called me out basically on my depression." Okay, great. And that just really spiraled into an eating disorder. And I remember in the spring, so the end of the first year, I really started to struggle with like exercise addiction and food and everything like that. And I started to work out a lot and reduce my caloric intake, which became a huge problem. I was running 5 miles almost every single day, multiple times a week, eating just iceberg lettuce salads, barely any calories, and I just started to get really sick. And I didn't think I was at the time, funnily enough. I thought that this was the definition of health and this is what health should look like. And I thought I was probably the epitome of health and wellness, which I totally was not. I was deeply struggling with that. And I just remember, it didn't really hit me until the fall that all of these like effects had on me from running a lot and restricting a lot. So in the fall, I want to say of 2017, that's actually kind of crazy to think about. Like I was so tiny, like very, very tiny. I had a skeletal body basically. And I struggled to stay warm, and I remember being in grocery stores and almost blacking out. I started to have fears at night that I would have a heart attack because you can develop bradycardic syndrome from having an eating disorder. Basically, what happens is when your body stops eating the muscle on your other like parts of your body, it starts eating the muscle on your heart, which therefore can slow your heart down, from what I gather. I'm not a professional, as I've said before, but this is something that can happen to anorexics and people who struggle with eating disorders. And I really started to become concerned when those signs started to show, like my hair falling out and just having no energy. And I lost my period for 3 years of my life, which is actually crazy for me to think about looking back. I'm like, wow, like that's quite insane. And lost that for 3 years. So that is a huge problem with people who struggle from eating disorders because your body basically shuts down and goes into survival mode. So I thought, though, still, I don't know why, that I was completely healthy. And I really had no idea what was going on with me. I just started to feel really unwell. And then, even at my thinnest weight, I remember thinking, it, like, you know how the saying is, thin is beautiful, or like beauty hurts, or something. And I was just like, wow, like I'm the most miserable I've ever been in my life, and I'm the thinnest I've ever been in my life. And that really, I think every day when I would look in the mirror and I started to notice like hair falling out and just getting really exhausted by the most basic things really drove me to create a change in my life because I knew I needed it. I knew that continuing to do what I was doing was not, I couldn't do it. Like I legit could not continue doing that because I would end up dying. And that, in a sense, I was slowly killing myself, I think. And that hit me really hard. I had to wake up from that, and I had to realize that I either change now or what does the next year look like, because I didn't know. And oddly enough, my family really didn't say anything to me while I was going through this time. And thankfully so, because I think when we have a problem or an issue, such as an eating disorder or depression, we really don't want to admit that we have that problem, because I think all of us try to show our strength rather than our weaknesses. And my mom said to me, you know, I didn't say anything because I know that if I did say something, you would have just continued to go down a darker path and a deeper hole. And thankfully, so she didn't really say anything to me. However, near the end of the second year of university in 2017, I remember having a fight with my sister, and she was just like, "You're really unwell. Like, you're so unwell." And I rejected that idea because I didn't want to believe what I knew was true for so long in the back of my head. But when she said that, I actually started to think, oh, is this actually normal? Is it actually normal to fear going out to a restaurant? Is it actually normal to not eat X, Y, or Z food because you are afraid of it? And is it actually normal to isolate yourself from the entire world and not let anyone in? And then I had this deep realization that, okay, Emma, you have to change your life starting tomorrow. And I slowly started to increase my caloric intake and eat meals that actually I was afraid of back then. And now looking back, I'm like, dang, like I love that food. Why would I ever fear that? And I think that was such an awakening to me and who I was as a person and what path I wanted to go down. And I think sometimes people believe that, wow, that sucks. I would never want to go through that. And how terrible must have that been? And I mean, I agree with them, and I really do not wish that kind of pain on anyone I know, or anyone in general, because it is one of the worst experiences you can go through. But once you go through it, your whole perspective on everything changes. And I think it's one of the greatest teachers in life to go through something like that. I changed my perspective on so many things and became much more confident. So I want to bring in my Instagram page to this because I think this is an important aspect to add to it. But I want to say that my Instagram page, in a way, saved me. So, like I said in the previous part of the podcast, is that I started my page back in high school. I didn't really post on it during that time that I was really struggling, but I decided to pick it back up and started posting my breakfasts and my easy meals and everything like that on this page, because I thought that, you know, if I can do this myself, maybe I can help someone else. But if you followed me 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago even, I was not a healthy person at all. And I was just putting out content that I thought would help other people because I was trying to help myself. And I'm honestly so astonished by the growth that it received and the support that it's received over the last few years. Like, it actually blows my mind. I never thought that I would ever be in a position like this, that I could start a podcast, that I could talk to people all over the world, because like I said before, I was the most shy human you would ever meet. And this experience and this past has brought so much, as bad as it was in the past, it's brought me so much joy to where I am now. And my whole outlook on life is very much about doing the most I can and putting my heart and soul into things that I love, that I think will help other people in some way, because I want to make a difference in this world and I don't want to just, you know, pass away tomorrow and not be proud of my work. And I really hope that you guys can take something away from my page and my work. And it's changed over the last little bit because I do feel very much at ease with myself and my food and my exercise. And I am trying to create content that is a bit more creative and not as food centric, because I think that in some ways I still do want to talk about eating disorders and mental health, because I believe that is a very important topic. However, veering away from some of that because I don't want to feel attached to my past forever. And I do want to share more about my life and my interest, and I want it to be more of a celebration of life, because I think life is meant to be celebrated and we're meant to uplift one another. And I want to add that, you know, I think we can always look back and think, wow, that was a time in my life. And I remember having the thoughts and even saying to my mom, I will never enjoy food again. And that was so scary to me because I was such a person that enjoyed food and going out and trying different things back before I hit this rough patch. And I can say that you will get past it and that you will enjoy the things that you didn't think that you would enjoy again, and you might even enjoy them more. So I definitely think that, you know, there always is light at the other side of the tunnel, and as cheesy as that sounds, but it is very true. And if you're willing to put in the work and accept that you have a problem, then that is the biggest, I want to say, point that you can take and move forward with, because if you don't realize that there is a problem, you will never address it. And you will find that inner strength one way or another to push past the voice that you have in the back of your mind that might tell you you're not good enough, or that you're not pretty enough, or that you're not thin enough, or what have you not, because there's so much more things in life that are important than food and exercise, and we need to work on that as a society. I don't want to feed into the diet culture world. I want people to just be inspired by food and enjoy it with the ones they love. And that's again why I have stepped away from the food a bit, because I don't want to be thinking about food every day of my life forever. And I just want to live a fairly normal life, if that makes any sense. So I want to add that if you are struggling, please talk to a friend, talk to your doctor, talk to someone who you know will have your back in this situation, and you know, you will get through this. Believe it or not, you know, you have some of the best days of your life to come, even when you don't think you do. So I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope it kind of gave you a picture of my past and who I am and who I'm becoming, because I think that is the most important thing when it comes to social media, is conversation and connection about things that people can relate to. And I hope that maybe this helped you get some confidence if you are struggling, to know that you truly are not alone and that there are better days to come. So, again, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to wrap this up here, and I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here soon again. All right, bye. I want to truly thank you for tuning into this episode. If you could please leave me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe or follow, it would be so greatly appreciated. Share it with your friends, your family, what have you not. I truly do appreciate it, and that really helps me to grow my podcast and to continue to do what I do. I want to thank you again for tuning in, and have a wonderful week.